Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where did you get your information for the fight? Come on, let's talk about that for a minute. The fight last night, Alvarez, yeah. Triple G in Vegas.
I'm always on Twitter.
And you were, so you got your information. Were you surprised? Were you not? And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Alvarez got the majority decision.
Decision this time.
Majority decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like all three. It was there were two judges that voted the same and one who had it 114 to 114, which ended up being, the final ruling.
Of course, that sets up a third.
We'll get into that because I got a statement to make.
Okay, all right.
We'll but were you surprised or were you not?
Can't be totally surprised. I mean, I thought Triple G may win it, but you know they're two evenly matched fighters. And it's something we've been waiting for in anticipation of the fight. And it's one of those things. You got two evenly matched guys and two guys who are going to go out there and fight with a lot of heart. That's what you get. There's always a chance of having that. So I wasn't expecting any knockouts or anything like that in this fight. But I'm just expecting to be a good fight and a close fight. And the decision that will be made this time, not a split or a draw.
So if you haven't kept up on this, A, you're not a big boxing fan. And B, you might be come 2019, which I'll get to in a second.
Yeah.
But first fight, Triple G got the decision. Second fight that was supposed to happen, canceled, drug use. Then suspended for 6 months or however long he was suspended. That's Alvarez.
Right.
So this was fight number two, and Alvarez gets the decision. Sam and I talking before we came on here, and I said, and I thought about this. I'm not just doing this as the phrase is, playing radio. Possibly, short of the Super Bowl in 2019, I can't think of another event that's going to be bigger than when these dudes schedule that next fight and when it happens. Now, the way it happened last time, I mean, could they fight on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th?
They could.
All right, so let's say it's May 5th. I can't think of anything that's coming up in this calendar year. I can't think of another athlete in an individual sport or doing something individually. Because Bo chimed in on this. He was talking about Game 7s. He was talking about WrestleManias. He was talking about other events that could happen, some of them part of a series.
Yeah, part
like
of a World series.
Like if there was a Game 7 in the World Series or a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, I still don't
This year, this upcoming NBA season, it could be a Game 7 of a conference final.
Yeah, but that's not, again, I don't think that's – it'll be big if it'll it's the Lakers.
If it's the Lakers and Golden State. If Golden State in the Western Final.
It'll be big.
That'll be a massive deal.
But here's the thing.
You know, we're not expecting the Lakers to be there, but
that's one thing. But also, it doesn't have the hype. It won't have the hype because you can't because they won't. You will know like a week ahead of time it's coming up.
Well, you know already who these guys are going to be in
but
this fight.
The thing about boxing, you know, moves the needle more than anything else, man. A big fight night. There's a reason that Vegas puts all that extra money in all the casinos. It's mandatory. You got to have X amount more money in your casinos. It's the same thing when WrestleMania shows up. They know they got people who aren't necessarily wrestling fans that are there for the event. This is one of those events that people on the periphery, not everybody that's there last night are boxing fans. They just want to be inside this, and they just want to be inside the arena. You wouldn't agree with that?
Well, the same thing you said about the same thing is true for a Super Bowl.
Short of a Super Bowl.
You got tons of folks there. And also I would throw in, because we just had it here, the national championship game. If you put Alabama against Ohio State in the national championship game, with all the Urban Meyer drama, I think that draws a lot of folk in. The thing with Urban Meyer would draw a lot of folks in who may not be big-time college football fans, but just looking at certain things in athletics with a skunk eye and want to tune in to see what's going on with that. I think that draws in a different element of
it. It does, but it ain't a fight night, man.
I think that would be huge.
Here's my theory on it. I'm not disagreeing with you that any of these are huge. We're talking about a different stratosphere. We're talking about Tiger Woods on the back nine at Augusta. He's got to get there.
He's got to play 3 days
So does LeBron and these other scenarios. They got to get there, too. I'm saying these events and these individuals, when they get to that plateau, then people start coming out of the garage and putting off doing chores and all that sort of stuff to watch. But when it comes to a fight, here's my theory behind this. when it comes to sports and bringing people from the periphery to the TV, it's either the event or the individual. That's where the connection is for the people who aren't fans of that sport. Okay, so let's take golf for a second and Tiger. There ain't a lot of people playing golf. So it's not the event. In that case, it's the individual. A lot more people play basketball. To your scenario, Golden State and the Lakers in a Western Conference final. A lot of people play basketball, but in that case, too, I still think it's the event.
I think it's the principles you got to
involve. Excuse me. I think
that's a combination.
Yeah, but a lot of people play basketball, but everybody knows LeBron and everybody knows Steph and those guys. I think they bring them there. But when it comes to fighting,
I think the idea, you know what though, it will be matched just like a fight because it'll be matched as LeBron against Durant, and I think that's something that would draw folks big time. A game seven with those two guys involved.
This is my theory.
That's what I'm saying with that.
This is my theory.
I'm saying that in the national championship game.
Not even
close. Nick Saban against Urban Meyer. Yes.
Again, I don't think the Urban Meyer thing is going to be relevant 4 or 5 months from now.
I think that's always going to be relevant with him.
But you can. I mean, I think people don't care that around. Be talking
I think
about
Ohio State has made a decision. Ohio State has made a decision to carry that around with them and hold their nose at all the signs they're going to get in every stadium they play in the rest of the year when he comes back.
I'm not doubting that.
And
I'm
so when they get to the national, they get to the national championship game. You think that's going to stop?
If they get there,
and they're playing against Alabama, that would be a massive story.
That doesn't mean I want to go and watch it, man.
Why not?
Listen to me.
Why wouldn't you?
Listen to me. Because I personally can't relate to that. I can't relate to being on that level in that particular sport, meaning me and millions of other people. This is my theory, and here's where it comes down to, as simple as this. There isn't a person on this planet that grew up in America that does not go back to after school or third period fight between Johnny and Pete.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.